Late. Yes, I know. I'm late picking you up. Truth is, I was picked up by another man. The crematorium director was quite accommodating. He even did the Mexican hat dance around the question of how they ensure the ashes of one person have been entirely removed before they shove the next into the oven. You're no saint, you know. How many people are you mixed up with now? The container I chose looks like an overly large envelope. I've turned you into a billet doux, which even you must admit is much better than a debate about the need for a hospital when you're having chest pains. You were the one who taught me to go into these things, not afraid to lose. Have you ever noticed that those who've been ordered to evacuate always keep the wrong things? An old speed stick deodorant. A souvenir lighter from Bourbon Street that's run out of fuel. A voice message saying, "I'll be late." People call the dead late, as though they might show up any minute. So we widows waste the best parts of our guilt, waiting for a perturbed operator to ask if the deceased will accept the charges leveled against them. We wander in worn-out nightgowns. We become religious about a steady diet of Entenmann's chocolate-covered donuts, because expert studies have shown that a human brain can't distinguish the difference between chocolate and love. That new Tempur-Pedic mattress starts to feel like a slab at the morgue, so when another man slows his Ford F-150 to ask if anyone important to us knows we're out there, sleeping in the middle of a soft dirt road, and tries to gather us up like a bundle of dirty laundry, we say we just wanted to lie down and rest for a minute on something forgiving.